this your boy Chris Brown. K100 Radio.
Let go. This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, beatsbysam.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you're hearing in the background, go to beatsbysam.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to beatsbysam.com. Hey, yo, Sam, let's let them know. Turn up, beatsbysam.com. BEATSBYCED.com.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
What up, though? What's happening, everybody? What's going on? K100 Radio is in the building, man. You know, welcome everybody. This is another one of our direct line interviews on K100 Radio, man. We got some great lined up for you. We've got a couple of them lined up back to back. We're gonna set it off with T Diamond, but of course, you know, right now we just got the word not too long ago before we get ready to start this show. And you hear that music in the background. I hope Facebook Live don't take this down because we're rocking out to it. You feel me? But we want to show some love and say R.I.P. the prodigy of Mobb Deep. He got the word that he passed today. So R.I.P. to him. Condolences to him and his family and his friends, man. A hip-hop icon. You know, they put a lot of work into the game. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? So it's only right that we had that ride in the background as we set this thing off. You dig? R.I.P., brother. You know what I'm saying? Y'all contributed a lot to hip-hop. Contributed a lot to the game. You feel what I'm saying? And rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and set this thing off. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yeah.
K100, you bad one.
Right. Roger that. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I want to test my luck with Facebook Live. I'm going to pull down that background music because you know how they be tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like they own the world, own all the music. We can't show nobody love on Facebook Live. And we broadcast it live right now on K100 Radio. K100Radio.com, at K100_Radio. Big ups to Instagram Live checking in. Facebook Live, what up? If you're listening to this on SoundCloud after the fact, please hit follow. If you're watching on YouTube after the fact, please hit subscribe. All right, let's go ahead and jump into our interview. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. First interview of the day, all right? We're going to set it off, rightfully so, representing. Harlem is in the building. You know what I'm talking about? T Diamonds, what's going on? What's happening?
What up? What up, y'all? How you doing?
Yeah. What's happening with you?
I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm good. Can you, let me see if I can turn you up a little bit, get a little bit more volume on you real quick. What's up? What's good?
You can hear me now? I'm good.
Yeah, you good. What's going on? Welcome
okay,
to the broadcast.
Cool.
Welcome to K100 Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, we've chopped up with you before. You know what I'm saying? It's South by Southwest, but you know, this is official.
Yes, I actually met Blizzum. Is this Blizzum?
Yes, this is. What's going on?
Yes, hello, Blizzum. What's up?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you again. And, you know, this
you
time in a better setting, the focus is all about you. It's all about T Diamonds right now, y'all.
Wait.
All right. It's all about T Diamonds, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and let you briefly introduce yourself to the broadcast real quick. Go ahead and tell them who you is, ma.
What's up? It's your girl T Diamond. I'm coming out of Harlem, out of Homeworld, New York City. We about to make it work.
All right. Harlem is in the building. And we got some music lined up. Got a video lined up for everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. So if you're on Facebook Live right now, stand by. You guys will be able to watch the video also while we're doing this interview. If you guys are on the broadcast listening, course, you know, you guys are just gonna rock out to the music. We got that new posted up here waiting for you. Know what I'm talking about? Making it work. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna
make
work
it
this
work. Yes, shout out to everybody that's been making it work, man. All the DJs.
Tell me, how is that going right now? How is that campaign going with the song right now and the single? How's everything working out for you right there with the new joint?
It's I'm getting a lot of it's taking off right now. It's getting work. Shout out to all the DJs working up like it, especially the Fleet DJs and Night DJs and Apple Digital DJs. They all got it on their site. The video's out now on YouTube, so go check that out. Also, it's on mp3rocks.com, datpip.com, nerddj.com, my mixtape, Back Season. And I'm also on my promo tour right now. I'm about to hit Atlanta on July 1st. Shout out to Tim and DJ Handcuff. July 22nd, I'm with the Fleet DJs Conference in North Carolina. July 25th, major record level showcase in Philly. Shout out Juski, Will Styles. And then July 28th, I'm in Columbus and Mississippi. Shout out to the Golden State Triangle. And then in August, I'm back in New York at SOP. So the record is doing pretty good right now. It's taking off.
All right, that's what's up. A lot of work being put in. You got to hit the road, baby.
You got to make it work. Get in that road. Yeah. I love being on the road.
I hear a couple of those dates, like the Fleet DJs and stuff. I probably end up running across you up there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know, we rock out with the Fleet DJs. Big up to those guys. Those are good people. We went to the conference last year, and we plan on attending this year. So maybe we'll see you up there again. So you hit the stage.
Yes,
again.
I hope so. Like, shout out to the Fleet DJs, too, though. You've been putting a lot of work in with the records. I appreciate them.
Absolutely. All right, that's what's up. Big up to those guys. All right, so let's jump into the one-on-one conversation, T-Diamond.
Okay. Right.
You represent in New York. You feel me? Right now, y'all, you know, the females up there, you know what I'm saying? Some of them got a little back and forth they got going on that's representing New York up there. You know what I'm saying? Some of the big guns up there, you know, what they whatnot to what have you. You know what I'm saying? But what is it like right now being a up and coming female artist coming out of New York right now? Like, what's the climate for you up there right now? Are they showing you some love? Are they ready for something new? You know what I'm saying?
See,
you know,
I get a lot of good feedback. I mean, I guess it's going to be pretty hard whether you like any rapper, female or male. I feel like you're going to have to put in work. And it's just like the work you put in, like people is respecting the movement. I think that's what it really is. Like they see you putting in work, people respect them. And then if you got bars on top of that, it makes it 100 times easier. So I don't really get discouraged about being a female rapper because, you know, I know I got it. So I just stay positive. I keep putting in work. I don't let nothing stop me. And then I get my results.
That's pretty much the formula that you got to stick to.
Right. As far as diva stuff, I try to stay out the way and do my own thing.
Well, you know what? The crazy thing about it is I don't know how many people actually come into the game, you know, wanting beef, but it just follows you. It's just kind of it's really like damn near part of the hip hop culture. I don't know artists who's never had any beef ever. Like, it's, I don't care who you're the nicest person ever. Like, at some point, somebody's gonna say, "Oh, fuck you." They're gonna hate. They're gonna be mad. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's gonna be jealous. So, you know, I mean, it comes with the territory. That's life, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So hip hop,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is no exception. So we're gonna move on. All right. K100 Radio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at K100_Radio and follow T Diamonds at ST Diamonds. All right, with an S at the end.
ST Diamonds.
All right, make sure you pull her up on Twitter and Instagram. Check her out. Fellas, hey, do yourself a favor and do that if you haven't seen her yet. Thank me later. All right, so moving on. So how much, you know, how much do you feel you owe to, like, the New York, I want to say, New York culture of hip-hop? Like, I, there's a lot of artists that's coming out of New York now who don't necessarily feel the need to actually have, like, a, quote, Harlem sound or Bronx sound. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's pretty much like whatever is popping is what they're doing now. And frankly, a lot of artists that's coming out of that area sound like they came from the South, and they're rapping over
right.
production and sound Southern. What do you feel about that?
I definitely respect the sound, like the hip hop, the way hip hop used to sound more than like now. So I try to incorporate that into the way I rock. Like, really, that's it. I just try to pay homage to the New York feel, like what New York sounds like. I do agree that a lot of people from New York coming out do sound down south, so I try to stay away from that, like the trap beats and stuff like that. And just, like, it's all about bars, like real bars, so that's why I try to keep it out of it. Everybody always tell me that, like, yo, just stay myself, stay in my lane, don't ever switch up, because in the end it's going to pay off, so that's what I do.
All right, well, so like you said, you do care about the bars. I mean, because, here's
right.
the thing. Females have it kind of like twofold. You know what I'm saying? And we talk about this a lot with female people that we interview and artists. You know, you have the music and then you have the look. You know what I'm saying? And it,
mm-hmm.
the look matters with anybody. Like, it doesn't matter what sex you are. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Or what color you are. You know, marketing, as far as marketing goes, your look has to match up with what you're doing in order for it to work. You know, we're all visual now. We live in a visual world. But with women, it's amplified a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? The focus on your looks, your bodies, and sometimes it can help you or hurt you. Like, some people may say, you know, you can get away with more if you look better or whatever, or you're more marketable. What do you think about that as a female artist? You know, how much pressure is it for you to look a certain way? And you know what I'm saying? Or how much do you really feel like, I don't want people to focus on me, my body, but more so the music?
That's a great question. I don't want people to focus on my body at all because I feel like my bars are good enough. So, like, let me just stop by saying that. I would never feel like I have to take my clothes off to sell a record. I just feel like that don't make sense. Also, I had people who had told me, like, I need to switch up my look more. I need to be more sexy. But then majority of people respect me because I don't. Like, a lot of people be like, yo, you just say bars. Like, you don't show your ass. You don't show your chest. You don't show nothing. Like, you just want people to respect you for your bars. So when I see that people actually notice that, like, it makes me feel good because it makes me feel like I don't have to take off my clothes to sell a record or for people to like me. I just say it with me. I feel like it's always going to be people that try to say sex sells. I did a freestyle one time, and then it was this guy who commented under, and he was like, oh, well, she got the look. Let's start this. Sex sells. And I'm just like, yo, I got on a sweater, jeans, I'm rapping, and that's what you worried about, like, sex sells. So I'm like, that's just always going to come with it. But I just try to stay away from that. Like, for as long as I can, I'm going to try to stay away from that.
Right. So I guess you have it twofold. You know what I'm saying? You have both sides of the coin. You know what I'm saying? You have some people that'll say, use what you have. You was blessed with, you know, if you was blessed with great looks, why not? You feel me? I mean, some of our biggest stars in the world, and let's be frankly, one of the biggest stars in hip hop that's a female right now, whether you like her music or not, is Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? And you know, right now she's going back
right,
and forth.
She's fire.
Right. She's definitely not straying away from her sexuality. She constantly talks about how bad she is and how good her whatever is, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of her mantra. It doesn't necessarily mean that has to be a part of yours, but I guess in essence, you know what I'm saying, you know, people like to bring that up a lot with female artists. But you know, some it's kind of hard to separate, to be honest with you, if you're
It's very hard to separate it, I feel like, with us.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, but you know what though? Let's be honest though. Let me ask you this, T Diamonds. When you see a male rapper, like give me a male rapper that you think is dope, like you just really respect as far as musically, right? Just off the top of your head, it doesn't matter who it is.
Jay-Z.
One male. Say it again.
Jay-Z.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Irregardless of what you think Jay-Z looks like now, imagine if Jay-Z had that same music and he looked like your favorite male model. You know what I'm saying? Like a male that you physically find attractive, and you just put that together. You feel what I'm saying? It's fair to say that you'd be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It would enhance his brand for you personally.
Yeah.
As a male fan. And I think essentially that's what it comes down to when we're talking about, you know, females, you know what I'm saying? Of course,
yeah.
You know, when it comes to marketing with us and men, you know what I'm saying? Getting men to buy into what you're doing. Because women can love you for a whole separate reason. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
With guys, you know, with guys, if we're a straight male, we don't really give a shit really too much what a guy looks like. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's a disadvantage. All we're listening to is the music, because if we're a straight man, what a dude looks like is irrelevant to us. We want to hear what the hell he's saying. It's different. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's fair or not, but I just think it's the reality that we live in. So, you know, I think you got to, hey, you know what I'm saying? For me, I think it's a plus that you dope and you look good, and then you got, you know, your music and you're grinding and you're working. And we're going to jump into
right.
The music. I think you got a winning formula. You feel what I'm saying? Also, remember.
Thank you.
I saw you perform also at South by Southwest. So I've seen you perform, too,
I didn't
as well.
I know you did, because remember you was like, I haven't been able to catch a performance there, because every time somebody went up, you was like doing your thing. So I didn't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah,
so
I saw it.
I did. No,
I saw it. It was like I was looking, because you know where I was sitting at, where we were sitting at over there. But actually, I wasn't too far away from the stage, where I was looking over there also at the same time, looking at some of the performances.
Yeah.
And we've got the video loaded up here, you know what I'm saying, where that's all nicely choreographed and everything. We getting ready to show you on Facebook Live that you got popping. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into that. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about how you got with Timo James and you know, how'd you end up on that situation with that tour real quick? Tell me about that.
With who?
With Timo.
So actually, I think it was like with the Nerve, the Apple Digital DJs. And then I did a showcase down in Mississippi. I had came out for my own show in Mississippi with the Shy Boys. And then after that, I ended up doing the showcase. And then after that, they've been plugging me with a couple things. Like, one of the places I'm stopping at for the tour in July is with them, too. So, that's
right.
How. It was with the Apple Digital DJs.
A big ups to the homie, man. You know, I remember he told us that he was going to make this happen and make this interview happen. We're going to get ready to jump into the song now. Making It Work. Tell me about this song. You know, who produced it? How'd you cook this up in the lab? You know, who all worked on it?
Shout out to the Alex, man. So, Make It Work. This is how Make It Work happened. It's a funny story. So, I had did this showcase last year, and then I wanted to get on the radio. So, they had basically told my manager, like, all right, just, you know, you give me a little amount, and then I'll call on the radio. So, that didn't actually go down because I ended up getting on the radio from, like, off the stream a couple months later, and it was going to Make It Work. But then I didn't really have no singles that I wanted to put out. So my dad went to the attic, shout out to them, shout out to Dope Boy. So my dad went to Dope Boy, and he was like, so, we need a single. I'm going to get home 105, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, I got you. He sent me two songs, and then we fell in love with Make It Work. Sent me the beat to Make It Work. I wrote to it. We laid it down. Like, 2 weeks after it was mastered, it got played on the radio. And then after that, it just started taking off. So it was like a blessing the way it came about. And then it's been taking off since then, since January. So top of the year, I made Work with Make It Work, dropped it. Hit the radio, made the video 2 months ago, almost a month ago. So that's how it came about.
Well, that's fortunate for you. I don't want anybody listening to think that just how it's going to go down for you. Down me. That,
yeah.
You know.
That was like a blessing. I wouldn't even say that was easy. That was a blessing the way it went down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's rare that just, you know, pops off. Now, you've got how much work have you put in before we play the song? How much work have you put in? How many other projects you got under your belt right now?
I have 3 mixtapes, like 4 videos, and Make It Work is my first single. So I got 3 mixtapes out there, all on that pitch. The first one is Self Titled Key Diamonds, the second one is Finesse, and then Bad Season. That's my latest mixtape.
All right, yeah. So she's putting in the work, you know what I'm saying? And she's out here getting it. Like I said, I've seen you, you know, you're coming to Atlanta, you're going to the Fleet DJs. I've seen her in Austin at South by Southwest. We're chopping it up with her live right now. Okay, 100 Radio. So if you're going to ask me about, you know, what does it take to get out here and win, it takes this kind of a grind. You know what I'm saying? So we're getting ready to play this joint right now. If you're listening on the broadcast, you guys will be able to hear it. And if you're on Facebook Live, you guys should be able to see the video, all right? We're going to check this out. So 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. Hit us up. And let us know what you think about that. If you're on Facebook Live right now, let me know what's popping. Let me know if you're rocking with the video or whatever. Just type in there. Let us know if you're on Instagram Live. Let me know what you think about the song. You dig? All right, let's go. Make It Work by T Diamond.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
PSLs, I call them Razzby. I got that work, I'm the K-style drag queen. They got that work, they got that trash weed. Yeah, I make it bang bang, gang gang, though I never do the same thing. I'm change lanes, trying to show them with the hype beat. Kill them nicely, then I bring it back to life beat. Like K-style, we launch them, good timing. You ain't telling that I'm nice with the ramen. They don't know I got the work, Rihanna. Man, I'm fucking do it for the mama now. Since I turned a little bit into Gwynnifest, I'm pulling up and I'm killing shit. I started on and I built up a little. Now they know my name getting bigger. Getting me hype. They sour like lime, cause I'm in LA. See who to do better. If bitches know better, you got a vendetta. My mind on this cheddar, whatever.
Yeah, I be making it work. Yeah, I be making it work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Make it.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
I turn a little bit into a lot. Yeah, I be making it work.
Hey.
It doesn't matter whatever I got. Yeah, I be making it work.
Let's work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Make it.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
I turn a little bit into a lot. Yeah, I be making it work.
Hey.
It doesn't matter whatever I got. Yeah, I be making it work.
I be making it. Making it. Manhattan keep on making it. Brooklyn keep on taking it. Boogie down creating it.
Caked out grass is green. They be on the cues in peace. Be starting to move funny. But why is mad at me? Young chick evolving, chicks is bothered. I been going hard, now it's time to go harder. Pull up to the scene with the team and we squad up. At the go-go, catch me at the bottom. Might just get hit with that Rico to swallow. I had to work and no hit in a lotto. Hit that booth, go Charlie's and for throttle. Tell them my USOT like a double. Started from the dirt boot. Had to make it working. You see me working, so my records, they're working. They stagnant, molasses. I'm moving the fastest, cause I keep that crack, got them feeding the addicts.
Make it.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Make
it.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
I turn a little bit into a lot. Yeah, I be making it work.
Hey.
It doesn't matter whatever I got. Yeah, I be making it work.
Let's work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Make it.
Yeah, I be making it work.
Work.
I turn a little bit into a lot. Yeah, I be making it work.
Hey.
It doesn't matter whatever I got. Yeah, I be making it work.
We blazing non-stop hip-hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24-7.
And we're back. K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Lizard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number down to the show. That was T Diamonds. She was out there making it work. Shout out to everybody checking us out right there. Her name is at is T Diamonds on Instagram and Twitter. Some of the Instagram people was asking who is that. If you look on our page on Instagram, you'll see that we just posted this not too long ago. So if you like that, you should be able to connect with them over there. Just go to look at our Instagram page. You should be able to find it out. Shout out to you guys over here rocking out with us, watching the video over here on Facebook Live. Big ups. I see a lot of people checking it out. Sherry Green says she likes the flow. Demetria Thomas says she likes the joint. Word of mouth, June Smith says she wants to book her. All right. That's a promoter down there looking at the Facebook live feed. Says she wants to book you. All right. Good stuff. Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So people are digging the song. T Diamonds. Yeah, that's what's up.
Thank you. Oh, that just made me so happy.
Yeah, so, you know, I really appreciate everybody who was, rocking out and, listening to the song and watching it on Facebook Live. Big ups to you guys. We really appreciate it. What's next for you? What you got slated up next? You got another project coming out? Are you going back to hit the lab? Or are you just going out pushing the single? What you got popping? Tell me.
I'm doing my Diamond Racer right now. So right now, up until the end of the year, I'm promoting Make It Work and my mixtape Bag Season. Of course, I'm going to be dropping a couple songs here and there, but projects, I'm just pushing Make It Work and my Diamond Wave Tour right now.
All right, yeah. I see you had some of the people from MP3 Wax. I was reading the bio and everything about, you know, all of the people that you got working with. You really got the DJs on your side. That's really going to serve you well, you know, since having the DJs.
The DJs, it all starts with them, so I'm always showing them love.
Because
it starts with
the
DJs. Like, if they're not playing your record, nobody's hearing it. So I'm always
showing
up to the DJs.
So let me ask you about that. We got a couple of minutes. Let's just chop it up about that as an independent artist. Because, all right, you have some artists who, or song like Making It Work or whatever, you're definitely going to need a DJ because of what kind of song it is. But how important do you feel overall in this era where you can go directly to the consumer, where you can go directly to, you know, you can take a song straight to Spotify, straight to SoundCloud or whatever it is, your playlist, straight to your website, straight to social media, and you can directly connect with your artists on all kind of different platforms, like maybe blogs or whatever. You know, how do you feel like the relationship is necessary for all independent artists, not just you, because it could vary depending on what kind of music you make. You know what I'm saying? If you're not necessarily a person that makes club music or DJs don't play music in the club like that, or your brand of music, how important is the relationship with DJ? What do you think about that as an independent artist?
I definitely think, like, social media and, like, just Spotify, Apple, all those things are outlets, so it does help, especially social media, because, like, she's, so people see me, like, on NPC Wax or something like that, so then it makes them want to go look me up. So then they tell me, she's down there, look me up. Like, I had people hit me up from all over, like, the UK. I had somebody DM me, like, come to Baltimore. I'm like, you guys got to want me in Baltimore first, like, request my song on the radio. And he started laughing. So, like, it's a good feeling. But as far as the club, I feel like I get to see people dancing to my music. I get to see people who never heard it for the first time dance to it and be like, I went on a boat ride one time, and they played my Make It Work. So people was dancing, but I was afraid to look up because I'm like, what if people's not dancing? And I look like people were dancing if they first time hearing the song. So I like being in a club vibes more because I get to see people's reaction for the first time hearing it. But I also, like, I appreciate the outlets and stuff like that because it helps me get me out there.
Well, yeah, true. I guess you can look at it both ways, yeah. I mean, I just know that there are right now some artists, you know, the relationships that they feel like they need to have with DJs. Some of them feel like, well, you know, I don't even make that kind of music, so they're like, well, I don't necessarily, I need bloggers, and I need, you know, other kind of people more than, because their crowd is necessarily, isn't in the club, per se. You know, they may make a different kind of music. But for this particular song that you have right here, I would definitely tend to agree that, yeah, you know, your relationship with the DJs is paramount. You feel what I'm saying? And it looks like you're winning on that end.
Far. Yes, I had a DJ tell me Make It Work. It was a club anthem, and I'm like, that's because of y'all. It's a club anthem because of y'all. Y'all playing it. So, like, I'm going to always respect the DJ.
Right. Which is a good idea, obviously. Yeah. You don't want to piss those guys off. You know what I'm saying? let me take a call real quick because I've seen a couple people sitting on the phone lines, and I want to make sure they don't want to, like, give you a shout out or something. And, you know, real quick. So let me see. I see the homie Timo James is actually on the line, though. I'm going to bring him on real quick. Timo, what's going on, bro?
What's good? What's good, bro? I'm just here letting T Diamonds, our baby girl, get her shine, man.
Absolutely. What's up, man? So tell me about the tell me real quick, briefly about, you know, her coming down and performing on July 1st and the tour that you got popping real quick. Run that down for us real quick.
Okay. Well, you know, Atlanta First, we're going to be at our Visions Studio Stages with the world-renowned electric guitarist Kim G and the one real DJ Handcuffs, man. You know, shit, Atlanta, this is our third trip to Atlanta. And, you know, they always say three times a charm.
Right.
We've had a lot of success, and this time we're looking forward to be triple times what it was when we originally started out. And we're happy to have T on. You know, they
thank
gravitate
you so much.
To the
I'm
record.
Happy. I'm happy to be there.
Hey, baby girl, we finna take this thing to another level. So don't you trip. Just sit back, relax, and keep doing what it say, making it work.
All right. That's what's up, homie. Well, I appreciate you guys for following through, chopping it up with us at K100 Radio. I want to make sure this what is 540 number? 540-394. You're on K100 Radio. You want to speak? I don't know.
Yeah, that's my partner, Valencia Nash, yo. Women's empowerment.
Oh, Valencia, you want to speak? You're on the air. If not, I'll keep.
Well, I just want to tell T-Diamond to keep doing what she's doing. She has a whole team of people supporting her. You know, we actually in Louisville, Kentucky, and we just loving everything that she's doing. So we rock with you. Oh, thank you so much.
All right, that's what's
thank
up. Well, look, man, I appreciate everybody who called in today. Timo, T Diamonds, everybody.
Y'all making my day. Y'all making my day.
Well, you got some support. You got a lot of support. Seems like you got a lot of people that's rocking with you, which is really important. I think a lot of independent artists just don't understand. No one is ever going to make it without a team. I don't give a shit what anybody tells you. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how confident you are in yourself. At some point in time, there's going to be the team, and you won't win big until you build one. And you build a great one. All right. So real quick.
Shout out to the team, man. Shout out Kicks Out. I love y'all.
All right. Big ups to them. So one more time, give out your social media and your website, and we'll get ready to let you roll out.
Everything at It's T Diamonds. Instagram, It's T Diamonds. Twitter, It's T Diamonds. It's my URL, slash It's T Diamonds. You can see all the work that I put out so far. And yeah, we're going to make it work. Go cop that on Apple, Google Play, Tidal is on everything, Spotify, and go watch the video out on YouTube right now. Shout out K100. Thank you, Blizzum, so much.
Absolutely.
You guys.
the show. T Diamonds is in the building. You dig? Yeah.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Right. So you guys make sure you rock out with us. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, please hit subscribe. Hit follow. And if you're on YouTube, hit subscribe. All right. Make sure you go do that like right now. All right. Coming up. I gotta check my lines real quick. Let me check my lines and see if my next folks is on the line. Let me see. Area code 323-923-926. Hello?
Yeah, what's going on? It's T Guns, Tommy Guns from Cali, Old Boy Entertainment. What's good, brother?
All right, T Guns, we got you coming on. Let me see. Stand by. We're gonna run an ad. We're coming right back with T Guns, and I think I got one more person. Let me check this line real quick. T Guns, stand by, homie. All right.
Gotcha.
All right. Let me check this other line real quick. Area code 818-8984. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Guru Nova from calling from the Fix down at Los Angeles, California.
All right, Guru Nova, what's going on? We got you online. All right. The Fix, LA. You're going to get ready to talk to these people. Thank you. She was popping with them.
Indeed.
All right. I think I got one more. Hold on. Let me see. Area code 682-444. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Dominé.
And we're the trifecta. We're wrapped. All right. We got everybody loaded up. All right, Dominé, P-Guns, Guru Nova. You guys stand by real quick. All right, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. We're going to run these ads. You guys check out these guys right here that rock with K100 Radio. The long way. They rock with us. We rock with them. And we'll be right back with our next direct live interview. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Real rap promo.
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music? Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
Use the promotional code radio and check out to get 20% off on all services.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work for several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Let go. This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, BeatsByZen.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you're hearing in the background, go to BeatsByZen.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to BeatsByZen.com. Hey, yo, Zed, let's let them know. Turn up. BeatsByZen.com. BeatsByZen.com.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right, K100 Radio, we're back. 347-934-0966. That is the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number dialed to the show. Welcome everybody back. Okay, so we're next. We're ready for our next direct line interview right here on K100 Radio. Thanks, buddy, for rocking with us. Instagram Live, what's happening? Facebook Live, what's up? YouTube, SoundCloud, everybody, if you're rocking with us live right now, please make sure you hit subscribe and follow accordingly. Thank you very much. All right. Man, we're going to take it to the west side real quick. All right. So we've got like a trifecta. This next direct line interview, we're going to compact a lot of different things going on right here. We got some artists. We've got a show. We got a lot of people that we can really talk to in this next segment. So we're going to bring everybody on real quick. All right. So these guys are coming to Atlanta right now, and we're actually going out of town to Florida. So we won't be here when they're here, but we want to show them some love because we know they're coming to the city, and we want to let these guys promote and see what they got going on. So we're going to bring Dominé on the line, and we also got T Guns on the line. All right. And we also have Guru Nova. All right.
So,
Okay, so let me
what's
let me
up, y'all?
Let me explain to everybody who everybody is. All right, K100 Radio at K100 underscore Radio. All right. So first, I want to speak to Domine first. All right, Domine, this is a young lady. She's got some dope music. Get ready to listen to some of the songs. Tommy Gunn's got some music that we're going to let everybody talk about the movement. Domine is a T-Boz's artist right now. Domine, please introduce yourself to our listening audience right here on K100 Radio. Please, ma'am, if you don't mind.
What's up, K100? Sorry, y'all. My name is Domine, and I am a recording artist, and I'll be coming to Atlanta on Thursday, and I'll be performing at the Greek Picnic. Y'all can follow me on everything at Domine Music, SoundCloud, everything. So, yeah, I'm really happy to talk to you guys today. I've never been to Atlanta, so I'm so excited to come.
Whoa, you've never been to Atlanta? Ever?
Never been to Atlanta, ever.
Wow. We're glad to have you. All right. Now, I'm going to let Tommy Gunn introduce himself to the broadcast. Tommy Gunn, take it away, player.
K100, what's good? It's your boy Tommy Guns, Chicago native with Cali slang on his tongue. And I've never been to Atlanta, too. I'm in the same boat. I've never been to Atlanta. It's funny, I've been on that side, been to Florida. Great Southern hospitality. I'm ready for the ATL. I got some joints that's online on SoundCloud, the City View, hashtag the City View. That's a joint that I got out for all the happy hours, the good smokers out there. And the Fix, man, the Fix show. One of my co-hosts is with me is Guru Nova. One of my co-hosts. We working together right now, and we trying to get this thing off the feet. Hopefully by August. Hopefully sometime in the mid August we get things going. But that's pretty much what we got going on. It's for the culture. We all down for the culture. Appreciate the radio interview too, my brother.
Absolutely. All right, Guru Nova, please introduce yourself. Take it away real quick. Guru Nova.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Guru Nova, specializing in PR, brand management, as well as host of The Fix that is coming to you guys at the end of this summer. It's a really, really fun, dope show that talks about the culture of hip-hop. We talk about politics. We talk about everything that's popping now. Really, it's a new spin on Rap City, the basement, meets modern day. So we're definitely tying into all of the culture now. I love Atlanta. That's my city. I've had some events down there. I got some friends and family down there. And, every time I come to the city, I can't help but eat y'all. Y'all got that good food out there.
Yes, we do. You know what I'm saying? You have no argument with me on that one right there. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Southern boy. I look the part. You know what I'm saying? I definitely look the part. Right.
I feel that. And definitely. Everybody right. Can catch me at I Am Guru Nova on Instagram. And definitely, I'm excited to be out there.
All right. So let me break this down into a couple parts, right? I'm going to pause on T-Guns, right? And we're going to focus on Domine real quick. All right, Domine, let's jump into this thing. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop
right?
And R&B.
K100, you bad one.
Let's get it. All right, Domine. All right. Now, we got a song by you called Hold My Breath. But, of course, I know if people didn't know who you are, I'm pretty sure right now, they're wondering, okay, how did you, link up with T-Boz? How did that whole connection happen? What's going on with your career right now?
Well, actually, I was in college. I went to college in L.A. I graduated with a BFA. And during my time in college, I studied as a professional dancer. So that's what I aspired to be. And so I just, I found a love for music, and I started trying to figure my lane out and recording in studios and renting studios all the time. And so I used to work in this one studio in North Hollywood a lot. And, let me just tell you the whole story. So one day I'm working in the studio and, I get this call on my phone and I'm like, hello. And this lady's on the phone. She's like, hi, is this Dominique? Is this Domine? And I'm like, yes, who's calling? She's like, my name is Tion Watkins, and I was calling about something that you probably would be interested in. And I'm like, that name sounds familiar, but, where would I know you from? She said, you probably know me as T-Boz. And I'm like, okay, somebody needs to get off of my phone playing, because this is like somebody that came from, you know, somebody that's always been out of reach to on my line. Like, what are you doing calling me, girl? Like, what's going on? Like, I was shook. And so she called me, and she was just like, yeah, like, you've actually been working in my studio. Like, I've heard your music on my computer, and I think your voice is dope. You're a cute girl. You can dance, and you know I love that. So, you know, I just was calling to see if you wanted to be a part of the girl group that I was putting together. And so I'm like, like, I really feel like this is a joke, because it's like Beyonce calling your phone. Like, nah, like, it's unlikely. So, you know, I talked to her. We met up. We linked up, talked, and then from there it just took off. And now, you know, that was about 3 years ago, and I've been working with her and KO, who's her brother, who's my executive producer, and everything's just been really dope. You know, it's just it's definitely a blessing to have her in my corner the way she is.
Wow. That's,
you know,
crazy.
She's from Atlanta, so.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I've seen her a lot, lots of times around the city, at a trillion times, you know, living here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know her personally, but I've just seen her repeatedly a lot of times. So, you know, it's somebody that I've seen. You know, I've been here 20 years, so I've just seen her in clubs and seen her at events a lot of times. But it's weird that you said that it came from a studio that you were working in, which – correct me if I'm wrong. You said you didn't know it was her studio when you was working in it.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
Okay, so like, okay, so again, we had the last interview we just did was like an unlikely situation, the way that person got plugged into who they were working with, and also here again, like, what are the odds? You know what I'm saying? What are the odds? You know what I'm saying? And that she's going to actually sit and listen, and, you know, somebody's going to say, hey, man, this girl coming through recording, you should listen to it. And she's got your music right there. Like, you didn't even hand it to her. She just took it upon herself to listen. That is a really cool story.
Exactly. Unexpected. I was not ready.
Yeah. Well, hey.
I was not ready.
Obviously, you was ready, though. I wouldn't say that, Dominique. I would say you was ready because.
Mentally, I wasn't ready. I was shook. I was definitely starstruck from a phone call.
Hey, but you was putting in the work. Like they say, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You dig? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's that part. You feel me? So that's a really great story. It's a real cool story, man. You know, of course, TLC and T-Boz, you know, are legendary.
Legendary.
You know what I'm saying? You know, just being able to work with somebody of that caliber will no doubt boost your career. I think you said at first that you were in a group, so I guess the group dissolved and now you're going solo now. Is that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we'll move on from that. It sounds like you want to.
Yeah, let's move on from that.
I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? So tell us about but you haven't been to Atlanta yet, and you're excited. You're coming down here to do your thing with a couple other people. So I know you're looking forward to that. Now tell me about this song, "Hold My Breath," that we get ready to play on K100 Radio. Tell me about this record, who produced it, and what's going on with it right now.
So Hold My Breath was a song that I literally did not too long ago, and I was about to put out my EP, which was supposed to be 7 songs, but now it's 9 songs because we felt like the song was so good that it should come out now. And so I co-wrote it with a writer named Y2, and this it was produced by Ray Real. I'm sure a lot of you know who he is. If you don't, look him up. Shout out to you. And, Hold My Breath, it's got, like, a Caribbean vibe. It's, you know, I'm talking mad S-word about guys and, you know, not trying to hold my breath with them. And, you know, you just girl confidence, that's what it's about.
Right. You're talking mad shit, Dominique. We're on internet radio.
Hey, I didn't want to be the one to say it, but you can say it.
You're talking mad shit about guys. All right, let's check this out. This is Dominique. All right, check her out. Follow her on Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. She's got them all. It's Dominique Music. I think that's right. That's it, right?
That's it.
Right, that's right. I was trying to muscle memory that from earlier today. All right.
You got it.
Yeah, name of this song is called Hold My Breath, all right? Let's check it out right here on K100 Radio. Never heard it before, but we're going to run it right now. You dig?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah.
K100, you bad one. You bad one.
Say your bye-bye. Don't want it no more. Don't want you now. You play me harder than you did the first time. Bye-bye, love. Why you always call it the worst time? I need that call in the morning, you know that I want it. If you don't get it, it's somebody's treasure and they wanna own it. That ain't you, tell me what's good, you know that I'm popping. You know I don't sweat it, ain't holding my breath, you know I got options. So I ain't gon' hold my breath. That nigga gon' bluff. I'm on my shit. Standing on top, need a billboard pedestal, nigga, I know that I'm lit, yeah. 20 plus with me, only real ones with me, nigga, I don't hold my breath. Don't wait for no one, don't wait for no one, don't wait for no one. I ain't gonna hold my breath. Too many on my line, they love it. Too many on my line, they want it. I ain't about to wait no round for nothing. I won't hold my breath. See, na-na-na-na, was your last try? Don't call me no more, don't call me now. You play me harder than you did the last time. Bye-bye, love, why you always call it the worst time? You need my love, but it's gone, cause somebody got it. You know what it is, you know what you did, boy, you had to hide it. But did you see in me? Now you just watching. It could have been you, but now you don't got me. Cause now that I'm gone, that nigga gon' love. Act like you don't want it. Cool nigga, that's on you, I'm cool on you. Got too many niggas that want it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't gon' hold my breath. Don't wait for no one. Don't wait for no one. Don't wait for no one. I ain't gon' hold my breath. Too many on my line, they love it. Too many on my line, they want it. I ain't about to wait around for
I like that joint. That was nice. The production was crisp. The vocals, everything. That was different. I rock with that joint.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, that should do some damage. A couple people are hitting those hearts over there on Instagram Live. A couple people over here on Facebook Live that's watching, hitting those hearts. All right? They liking it. They jamming out. Yeah.
Thanks,
shout out to everybody.
Y'all.
Yeah. I like it. You know, I think we're going to roll with that. It'll be a K100 radio. Matter of fact, let me tuck that over here. Let me scoot this over here to my other bin real quick. Wow, forget it. Right now. All right. That's it. We got it. All right. We rocking with that. Okay?
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Dope stuff. All right. So I don't want to hold you. I know you don't have to go anywhere right now. I hope not. But we want to jump. We want to make sure we cover everybody that we're talking to in this particular segment. All right. So we're going to.
Yes, sir.
We're going to pause on Domine. Dope record. We like it. Make sure you go follow her. It's Domine Music. We tagged her on our Instagram. So if you're on Instagram and you're trying to find her and connect with her, just go to this post. For this interview, and you'll see her right there. Make sure you follow her. Tell her K100 Radio sent you. All right? So, we're going to pull up, and we're going to chop it up with T-Guns real quick. T-Guns, what's going on, brother? What's happening with you, bro?
Yo, what's going on, baby? What's going on, Atlanta? What's going on? What's going on? I feel good right now. Out here getting busy in this hot weather in Cali. You know, I'll be out there real soon.
I heard it's, like, crazy. It's blazing out there, like, crazy hot, like.
Oh man, I don't even know where to start, man. All you see on my Facebook, on my Facebook, all you see is the weather. You don't see nothing else. Golden State's like history with their championship. So now everybody's worried and complaining about the weather. But you got to deal with it. What's up, though? What's going on, K100?
Man, we good, man. Glad to have you on board, man. And we're going to talk to Guru Nova as well in a minute. We got some music by you. So I got a couple of records by you. So you got to tell me which one you want me to rock. You got to tell me to pick one. But we're talking to Tommy Guns right now. Tommy Guns, he's coming out to Atlanta for the first time representing the West Coast. And, you know, just tell me about your grind right now, man. Tell me about the song that you got that you're pushing the music. And also tell me about how did you get hooked up with the Fix LA show.
The grind right now was basically for the culture, man. It's from the music, it's to the visual, and it's also about the information, especially with the young culture, man. And I want to give a shout out to the Pac movie, All Eyes on Me. It came out at the right time. And at the same time, it's the information that's out there. So the culture, it means a lot. It means a lot. But the Fix the Show, that's pretty much Guru covered it. We're pretty much covering what's going on in the culture, what's going on in hip-hop, giving people a little bit of insight with the political thing, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on politically that, you know, people my skin color really don't even know about. And some people don't really even care, but it's good to know the information that you get. That's pretty much what the grind is. The track I got right now is called The City View. It's really Cali-like. It's really Cali. It's about smoking, celebrating. And just to give you a little history, I'm from Chicago. I came out here when I was 13. Anybody that's from Chirac know how hard it is. You know, my mother had it hard. She moved me out here when I was 13. I stayed out here when I was 13. I've been on my own since I was 14, but I've been downtown L.A. Skid Row where it's really rough at. And right now they're cleaning it up. They're cleaning it up. And it's like an all-night, 24-hour nightlife. And, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, even though it's where I come from. But I know the change is for the better. It's more money down there. It's different people you can interact with. And I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been at the bottom, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen what it looked like. I'm just trying to head to the top, baby, and take my people with me, you know what I'm saying? By the culture, you know what I'm saying? For the culture, you know? Because you got vultures out there, too.
For sure, man. Well, we're going to definitely rock out to that song in a minute. We're going to jam out and see what's popping with it, man. Chicago by way of the West Coast. So tell me about the you like the movie? What did you think about it? Because it's been so much
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't saw it yet because my birthday's on the 25th. I'm planning on going to see it then. I've been really busy with work and all that. But just the timing of it coming out. And then the meaning of Pac, I mean, you can sit there and ask yourself the question. What did Pac really mean to me back in those days? Because, you know, Pac is a revolutionary. He was for the people and all that, man. It's just funny how hip-hop has changed. Really, I don't have nothing against what's going on in hip-hop. I'm all for that. But one thing I do want people to realize, we can't sit around and complain about it. If you don't like the music, keep moving. Move on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to judge, man. The best way I can put it, like Jay-Z said, man, keep making music, man. I look at this game like basketball, like LeBron. I'm not trying to build me a super team. My whole thing is let's hit this court and let's ball. You against me, mine against yours. I'm healthy, you healthy. And the same thing with this rap game, man. Like, I got something to offer. Here it is right here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bless you with it. That's basically how it's all good vibes over here. We smoke, chill. I stopped drinking for a little bit, but I think I'm going to have to take a couple of drinks when I get to ATL, man. I'm going to be honest.
Well, you know, one drink ain't ever hurt nobody. That's what I was told. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? I got to go out of town, but if I'm back in town, you know, before you guys leave, maybe, you know, I can catch you guys out and about in the city. I don't know, maybe or not. You know, we got to go down to Tampa for the Tampa Music Conference. If you guys are in Florida, if anybody's listening that's in Florida, I'll be in Tampa down there Thursday and Friday. So make sure you guys pull up on us at the Tampa Music Conference. But if we get back in time, maybe we'll run into you guys. And let's talk about this song, The City View. You know what I'm saying? You said, you know, this is the single that you're rocking with right now. We want to drop this on the people real quick. Introduce this record.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead and introduce it.
Coming out, it's your boy Tommy Guns, TG J-Dot, The City View. Good vibes. You smoke, you're going to feel it. Even if you don't, you're still going to feel it, man, because it's a sing-along, baby. It's a sing-along, yo.
Just catch a contact, nigga.
Nope.
You, the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Right.
K100, you bad one. You bad one.
Don't have no enemies. Don't have time wasting my energy. I got me along with some paper. Just cut me some trees. So come roll with me. Won't you come roll with me? Let's spark a conversation with a little bit of recreation. I got me along with some paper. Just cut me some trees. So come roll with me. Won't you come roll? Wasting your time if you worry about us. Yeah, I can call you a savage and come pick you up. I don't give a fuck about none of these sluts. I really can't stress that enough. I purchased a bottle and told you a cup. You say that you smoke, then come roll that shit up. This is that gritty shit, cause one head it is. You be out this big. Excuse my friends, but this is hippie shit. Everyone over 18 tips it is. And ever since I came in and licked the shit, I done purchased it. Feel like I smoked a stick. Okay. Loud as hell and ain't said a word. And me and my girl ain't spoken since. Yeah. Walked in the room with a smoker stick. Nigga handed me a drink, said open this. I took the shit and took the sip and called a buzz. And I've been wilding out, nigga, ever since. Yeah. I'm stuck in my prime and hell and it's slow stimulating my mind. I'll probably be high at least half of the time, but never will let it take over my grind. May have to leave like a quarter to nine. Took the morning hit before the morning shift. Then I'm back in the booth spitting more of this. I'm in the matrix trying to get the Morpheus chill. Fuck changing the lane. How the fuck I'm supposed to drive when I'm up in the plane and land at a cannabis club and go and cop me some grub and then I'm off to show the city some love. One, I really don't have no enemies. Don't have time wasting my energy. I got me a bong along with some paper. Just cop me some trees. So come roll with me. Won't you come roll with me? Let's fuck a conversation with a little bit of recreation. I got me a bong along with some paper. Just cop me some trees. So come roll with me. Won't you come roll?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta take it to a different level for people to understand your perspective.
Nice.
On certain things.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
They said it'll happen soon. Champagne, confetti, balloons. No space in the open room, but bad bitches, perfume. Give it up for the niggas that made it. For the ones that hate it. So foul, but the shit so flagrant. Still that the nerd wanna call me your favorite. No love for your baby mama. Good sex after Benihana. No time for the fucking drama. Guess we need some attention, prima donnas. I'ma need an extension on the commas. Guess we all for some way when it comes to dollars. So, did I mention that I'm focused? When I sleep, gotta still keep an eye open. Yeah.
And none of.
Alright, let me hear that.
We blazing nonstop hip hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24/7.
K100, you bad one.
And we're back, K100 Radio again. I'm your host, Listen. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. That was joined by Tommy Guns, right? We get ready to talk. Yeah, right.
There we go. 100 round of applause, baby.
I just play back, get you a contact. You know what I'm saying? Look some of that good representing the West Coast. Now, I want to bring Guru Nova on the line. Guru Nova, what's happening?
Hey, what's good? What's good?
What's going on? So, look, I want you to get a little bit more in depth with us actually about the show. The fix. Yeah, tell me about
definitely.
That. Let's break that down real quick. Tell people what we are looking at with that. What can they expect from that?
I mean, honestly, you can expect anything from, you know, your favorite artist. You can expect anything from, you know, flashbacks, hip hop, Jeopardy, skits. politics that are going to be coming on, the latest fashion, you know, women empowerment, young men empowerment. Really, it's for the culture. So anything that we feel like the culture is lacking or that, you know, maybe is a little bit, not to say old school, but just classic, we want to kind of bring that back to this generation. We want to make a melting pot of the old generation. And I don't say old generation, but classic, you know what I'm saying, anywhere from, you know, your 80 babies, you know what I'm saying, a little bit older, to right now, you know what I'm saying, with your young little Uzi Vert and all that stuff. We want to make a mix for everybody to come together. We started the show through Oh Boy Entertainment. The CEO of the company's name is Starion. He's been putting all these great things together. I've been blessed to be the executive producer of the show as well as a host of it, and have a lot of control in the public relations and marketing development of it, just based upon my background as, you know, working for CBS, associate producer of TV shows, have plenty of clients in the industry. And what we're really trying to do is really just trying to make a melting pot for everybody, honestly, come together and where you can get your fix of the culture.
Right. Yeah, I like how you just slid that in there, like, yeah, you know, work with CBS, and, you know, yeah, no big deal. No. Yeah, you played that real smooth, though. I like how you did that. You know what I'm saying? You did that right in there, like, that was no big deal. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, honestly, you know, in Cali, it's such an industry city. In Los Angeles, such an industry city. So many people work in this industry, it's almost not even a shout-out thing anymore. It's like, oh, who you work with? Oh, you were over at Universal? Oh, okay, we were over at Atlanta. You know, that's just how it kind of works out here. You run into celebrities, you drive past them, you run into them. Like you were saying, you see T-Boz around town. I mean, it's the same thing out here. Y'all just blessed to have that Black Hollywood lifestyle. I'm saying, like, I love it.
Yeah, it's, I can't complain about that at all. So, you know, the fix, is it going to be coming on television, YouTube, webisodes? How are they going to
be? Right now we're starting on YouTube webisodes format just because, honestly, there's a lot of money in YouTube. Currently working with CBS and another show that I'm on, there's money in television, but the time slots the time slots are pretty large, we're not going to lie. So what we want to do is we want to get the viewers, we want to get the followers, we want to get everybody engaged in the show so that in the process of YouTube actually becoming a station, we'll launch it on YouTube. And there will still be opportunities for us to put it with Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that. The opportunities are definitely there. But our biggest thing is getting the fan base up and the content, you know, just powerful so everyone wants to be a part of it. We don't have any more TRLs. We don't have any more 106 and Parks and the Rap City, the Basement. We don't have that no more, you know, the Box back in the day. So we want to bring that back, you know, show videos. We just watch music videos on Revolt, yeah? But how come no one's breaking them down? So on our show, you'll catch, you know, getting the videos being broke down. Why are they shooting at that angle? What does this represent? All those different types of things go into play in the industry. And what I'll be doing on the show in particularly is spending a lot of time teaching people how to become a brand. You know, everyone has an Instagram page, but what they fail to realize is everyone's Instagram page is a brand. We're deciding how we want people to see us on these different type of social media platforms, you know?
Right.
So
I
want to get artists aware, and not even artists, just creative people in general aware that they are a brand and how to market themselves. I mean, I'm also a brand. I do music, and you guys have some of my songs, too, and all that stuff. But it took me a long time to perfect. Yeah, I think I sent you everybody on the
– Let me make sure. Hold on. Tell me.
Okay, it's called Cooking.
Cooking. Okay. All right. I didn't know that was you. Cooking.
Yeah.
All right. Cooking and wine on me. Okay. So I see him. So I got him. So we got to play the music. Of course, this is what we do over here. I didn't know that was your, because you know this was, you know, we put this together at the last minute. And I know, you know, this was like.
Yeah, I definitely do.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, I just got a positive vibe from the person I talked to on the phone. I said, I just want to show him some love. And we got this time slot. So let's go ahead and just do it. And, you know, so I didn't actually know every song whose was what. But I do have both of those. So pick one of those that we can play, by the way.
I'm going to do Cooking just because the whole point of the show, and I will say this, we're kind of doing like an Empire style. Empire has an actual soundtrack for their show. So we have a soundtrack for our show that will come out as well because everyone on the show is either a DJ or an artist or something of that nature, and they have music to put out. So at the end of each show, you'll see a music video by the cast. So on this particular song is Starion. He's the CEO of Oh Boy Entertainment. Next will be Deja Vu. She's a female artist for hip-hop artist from Los Angeles. Next is me, Guru Nova. I'm the third verse. And then last is Tommy on there, Tommy Guns. So he blessed the track as well. So go ahead and play Cooking, you know, featuring all of us from Oh Boy Entertainment, the cast of The Fix.
Yeah, a.k.a. 2017, making the band. I guess it's what we got going on right now. All right. Let's check this out. I'm going to listen to this, and then we're going to get ready to let you guys roll out. All right. This is K100 Radio. You're not rocking with the best you dig in internet radio. Stop playing.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one. You bad
I can do this all night, all no night, sleep. And Daddy's been spinning for a week. Well, I can do this all night, no sleep. Ain't nobody fucking with me when I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
Ain't
nobody fucking with me.
Let me rip it. The way I really feel, you can get it. Suit and tie on, I'm about to give them all the business. Rabbits better witness that I got a fucking hit list. Flexing all night, see I'm working on my fitness. Talk money, let's spend all night. If you talking about rapping, I've been on mic. And you rappers ain't hot, you done been on ice. You an Instagram hoe, you depend on likes, you dick sucker. Money talk, Chris Tucker. I'm a self-made man, don't ever get shit fucked up by popping out the mouth. I pop up at your house, Photoshop a nigga. I will crop a nigga out, let it cook. All you haters, listen. You better quit me down while your boy is in the kitchen. Whipping up the sauce. It's my day job, boy. I ain't never taking no. All night, no sleep. Hattie's been spinning for a week. Oh, I can do this all night, no sleep. Ain't nobody fucking with me when I get the cookie.
Yeah, when I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
Yeah, when I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
Yeah, when I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
Ain't nobody fucking with me.
It's when I get the cookie. Stand back. It's screw up in this bitch. Chef game nights. I got the stew up on the mix. No lie. You know them balls like a weapon. When they get a taste of this, they gon' be begging me for seconds. Cause I'm a beauty in the bitch. The motherfucker starts. Yesterday's your booty. You. I be everywhere you are. Tell a bitch, fuck your life. I turn heads in real life. Probably any given day. Now tell me what that feel like. I be out here whipping. Bitches better listen. You can't stand the heat to get the fuck up out the kitchen. Cause I'm cooking.
Whoa,
you can smell it at the door. No. Far from a rookie. Bad bitch like Cookie. Mwah. This is what I call a fucking masterpiece. It's no limit to this shit. Shout out to Masterpiece. And I'll be chefing to the death. But when it comes to cooking up, I bet them bars, no question.
I can do this all night, no sleep. Hattie's been spinning for a week. I can do this all night, no sleep. Ain't nobody
stopping. Come on.
When I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie.
Ain't nobody fucking with me.
When I get the cookie.
I've been cooking and whipping since I've been real young. I've been serving and swerving bitches.
My whole swag is on fire, I'm out the oven.
First I get it to flip it, stack my cash by the minute. Get it, T-Multiply, tell them fuck 9 to 5. Tell my city I'm out, tell my daddy I made it. I've been hustling so long, man, the shit is contagious. Ambition is the price and the pain to afford. I'm cooking curry in the pot like I'm hitting them balls. You gonna give me my rewards, touching the boards. When it comes to rocking shows, I do it for sure. I'm feeling Gucci, I'm wearing Gucci shit and fly. Let me get a two-piece, a deck to pepper and surprise. They call me Guru cause you know I know about all this shit. And let me show you who the West Coast is stuck with.
I can do this all night, no sleep. Hattie's been spinning for a week. Oh, I can do this all night, no sleep. Ain't nobody fucking with me
when I get the cookie.
When I get the cookie. When I get the cookie.
You're
ain't nobody fucking with me.
Come get a day in the life with me. I show you how I live. You ain't gotta get a telly shorty. I'ma take you to the crib. I show you all the pot, the pan, the ounce, the grams. Same nigga in the kitchen cooking with your grand. Same local artist who be fucking on your fans. If I ever give, I'll probably give it to a friend. When you look up, you
your boy got the hookup. Even Wolfgang curious on how I cook up. But don't blame me, but homie, everywhere that we go, I'm swimming in your girl like I'm trying to find Nemo. Your boy stay fly, I don't really need an ego. Confiscating everything, call me Mr. Repo. Star, what's the deal, man? This old boy is back in the building. Kill it if he's living, except for women and children.
I can do this all night, no sleep. Daddy's been feeding for a week. I can do this all night, no sleep. Ain't nobody fucking with me. When I get the clip.
Do you know how we get down?
The biggest hits right here.
So let's get it, boy. Get
on. This is K100 Radio with the hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes.
K100, you bad one.
All right, we get ready to roll up out of here. 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody that rocked with us, man. At K100_radio, we chopped it up with Tommy Guns. We chopped it up with Domine. We chopped it up with Guru Nova and some of the people from The Fix. This is to a hot joint where they was in there cooking up in the lab. You guys make sure you rock out and check all of them out, man. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'll subscribe. You guys subscribe to the K100 radio channel. We just going to swap that out. Right. All right. You guys want to have, anybody got any parting words? All of you guys, Tommy Guns, Domine, Guru Nova, anybody?
Yo, just thank you for having us on the show. Shout out to K100. Make sure you go follow us at The Fix, at I Am Guru Nova. And you know, we're excited to be in Atlanta this Thursday.
All right. Yeah, Tommy G, follow me at TG5JDY. That's JAYDYE. Once you type it in, it pop up. But I really appreciate K100 and what y'all doing for the culture, man. Keep it up, man. And we definitely rocking with you on the West Coast. We got family on this side, fam.
All right.
Definitely.
Yo, 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 it's Domine.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget Domine.
Domine, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all
shout
for
out,
having
Domine.
Us. I'm so happy to come to Atlanta and maybe see y'all. So thank y'all for having us. I'm Domine Music on everything. So rock with me.
All right.
Hey, just to say, Domine, I'm looking forward to meeting you too in Atlanta if I see you out there.
Oh, for sure. Link up.
Link
definitely,
up. That's what
definitely.
It is.
And shout out to DJ Meese who you know put us in contact with Domine and having us all work together.
Oh yeah. Shout out to DJ Meese.
Sariano. Hey.
What's up?
All right.
Hey, we didn't mean to have a takeover. We didn't mean to have a takeover. We appreciate it, bro.
It's good. It's good. It's all good. We good. We good. All right, man. You guys, everybody, all of you guys, man, I wish you guys much success. You guys keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to check out The Fix. You know what I'm saying? I might want to – I'm trying to pull up. I'm trying to be on The Fix. I want to be a Fix. Put me on.
Come on,
it.
Too.
Yeah, we just have you on the show.
Yeah. I want to be on The Fix. All right, we're going to make that happen. All right, rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. We get ready to get up out of here. Before we go, of course, man, of course, it just wouldn't be right if I didn't leave y'all with some Mobb Deep. You feel me? Of course, I got to leave y'all with some Mobb Deep. R.I.P. to the homie Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that I'm going to leave y'all with two of the classics. You feel what I'm saying? Two of the classics, back-to-back with the Mobb Deep joints. If you're on my Facebook Live, of course, you know we can't rock them on Facebook Live like that because you know how they be tripping about the music. So we're going to go ahead and log off of Facebook Live. I appreciate you guys for rocking with us over there, though. Would you please hit subscribe on that YouTube channel? If you're listening on SoundCloud, make sure you hit follow. All right? And we're going to go ahead and log off with those guys over there. We appreciate it. Holla at you guys. All right? And I just want to say that, you know, when it comes down to hip hop and everything, man, you know, when you lose somebody in the culture, you know what I'm saying, it's been around for a while and really has some hits and some bangers, man, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we just got to make sure we show him some love and, you know, condolences once again to his family and Havoc and everybody over there, you know, his kids, you know what I'm saying, we all, hip hop is older, man, everybody got kids, you know what I'm saying, the aunts, uncles and friends and lifelong friends, man, you feel me? So RIP to the homie, man. We're going to leave on that note. You dig? K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah. So all the killers and the $100 billers. Yeah, so rap, because you ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
I got this. Watch my back. I got this.
Check it out, man. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. Tomorrow comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who want to profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in his land. We be gunning and keep them shook crews running like they